update on Greg Olson and that?
No, other than he'll see the doctor this afternoon, and we'll go from there.
Daryl did something to his foot.
Yeah, his foot. There, and he'll see the doctor this afternoon as well. Or actually, he's seeing him right now. So when we finish up, probably when he gets back, I'll have an idea.
What's your concern level on that?
Really, it's the first I heard of it, that he was in a boot. And so I, just found that out. So we'll see what the doctor has to say.
Like, Devin did something late in that game, around the two-minute warning.
I think he has a... I mean, he has no issue, but I think it was he stubbed his toe or something. To be honest with you, I was not aware of an issue there.
When you played them the first time, you were 2-0, they were 0-2, they had the lowest ranked defense in the league. Certainly things have changed a lot for them and changed a little bit for you. Is it weird? I mean, obviously, you're playing them twice, but it seemed like 100 years ago the last time you played.
It does feel like 100 years ago, thank goodness. But the truth of the matter is, we do play them twice a year. We do have a feel for who they are. They have a feel for who we are. So I think this is a good matchup. The opportunities that we have in this game will be opportunities that we create. I mean, they're a very good football team, very well coached.
What did you learn that can help you from that first game?
Well, there are some things that they did that we didn't handle very well. I think there are a lot of things that we missed in terms of our opportunities, which created chances for them, and they took advantage of it. So, again, as we go back and look at it, as we map out our game plans in all three phases, we just got to be smart about the way we think they're going to try and attack us.
Ryan, you mentioned yesterday that maybe Cam's thumb was a bit of a factor. I would think that might be a grip issue with that.
Yes, and I think that's probably possibly why a few of the balls sailed a little bit on him. Just looking at his grade sheet and reading the comments from Kenny, there was a lot of good decisions being made, obviously, but unfortunately, the ball wasn't delivered, or we didn't make the opportunity, make the catches when we had some opportunities as well. So there were some things that factored in, but we did move the ball when we had to. We did do things that we needed to as an offense, and we gave ourselves a chance to win at the end.
That a situation where he might do well for taking a day off, or is it getting better?
Well, we'll see how it is on Wednesday, obviously, and it is getting better, Joe. It really is. I mean, he struggled a little bit with it on Wednesday. Thursday it looked better. Friday it looked much better. But, again, he made good decisions. He handled things pretty well. Some guys made some big plays for us. Other guys, and other opportunities, we dropped some big chances. So, I just think, again, he's in a situation where it's getting better. We'll see how he responds to the treatment he gets today and tomorrow, and then we'll see on Wednesday.
Did you ever find out what specifically happened to it? Did it get contact or just strain?
Just contact. He hit it off of somebody's back, and and then after the game, and didn't hear anything. I didn't hear anything about it until we started practicing on Monday when you guys heard it. Well, you guys didn't get to Wednesday because I didn't have to tell you on Monday, which was good.
Cam was mentioning something yesterday about Devin's intellect. Can you expand on that?
Very smart football player. He understands. He understands route progressions. He understands, reading defenses. He gets it. He understands the whole concept of what you're trying to do on the offensive side, and I think that's part of what's you're starting to see that development between he and Cam, and I think Devin's going to have to get used to some of the things that Cam did with Kelvin, a couple of those jump ball things that he threw up, and Devin was real close to making a couple of great plays, and that really hasn't been something that he had done with Devin. Now it's a little bit part of it, so I think it's something that they'll work together and improve on, but he is really a smart football player and understands, like I said, the concepts.
Has he been like that
since he's been here? Yes, he's learned very quickly. Remember, he played a lot as a rookie. And he's just gotten better and better each year that he's been here. And again, because of his growth, it was part of the reason we were able to do what we did a few weeks ago, when we made the trade.
What did you see out of the Rams and Saints game?
From what I did watch on the airplane last night, probably the biggest thing, that you see more so than anything else was how aggressive and physical the Rams were. You look at some of the opportunities that were missed by New Orleans, I know there was a big penalty, brought back a touchdown and hit a kick field goal. So it'll be interesting to get a chance to sit down and break it down as a coach, as opposed to watching it on the phone trying to see it.
They were obviously ready for you no matter what, but losing a long winning streak the way they did, how much do you take out of that, or do you?
I don't think there's anything to take out of it. I mean, this, you know, divisional games take their own personality. I mean, they don't. I don't think they flow into non-divisional games. You know, non-divisional games are different. You don't know each other as well. You don't study each other as much as you do. Whereas now, you know, we're playing against a team, and you know, we had a lot of common opponents, and because of that, we've seen them a few times. You know, while we've been preparing for somebody else.
Things you saw from your defensive backs when you broke down film last night?
Probably the biggest thing, and it really amounted to about four plays on the defensive side. And it's one of those things, again, you can't do it, but if you could eliminate four of those plays, you know, then you sit and you feel really good about the things we did. But, you know, you looked at it on the first big touchdown pass, you know, Mike Adams is in a tremendous position and gets, you know, doesn't time his jump properly. The receiver makes a great move, jumps before our guy, gets his hands on the ball before our guy, and ends up with a touchdown. The Kirk Coleman one, his eyes are on the quarterback. He's got the receiver. He's in great position. And he looks at the quarterback just as the receiver makes his move vertical. You know, again, at that point, you know the quarterback's scrambling. You locate your target, knock him out of bounds. You know, and Kirk knows better than that. He's just got dirty eyes on that play. And then on the long one with James Bradley, again, it's another one of those things of making a play on the ball, using proper technique. He was over the top. He was in good position and missed it. And then the other one was the long catch and run. You know, we missed two tackles on that play. We make a tackle, and that's a first down. It's not a 40-whatever-yard gain it was. So those were disappointing, and those are things that are correctable. Those things are fixable, and that's the biggest plus about that. You know, and again, if you can say ifs and whats, you know, if you could have stopped that, what would have happened? Well, the truth is, you know, then we hold them to about 280 yards a game for that game, but we didn't.
Right. And you just kind of touched on this, but a lot of times your corners look like they're in pretty good position, but not making plays on the
right.
ball.
And the thing
is
to remember
is that something you can teach?
Yeah, it's something you do work on, Joe, and you can teach them to do that. And, you know, and let's not forget, you know, the two starters are guys that have been with us, you know, for two seasons now. They're coming off, and they're in the middle of their second year. And Kevon's a guy that we traded for, and he's learning to do things the way we do it. So, you know, you feel good about the future with those three guys if they continue to grow and get better, and things that we've got to teach them and they've got to learn.
Davis out for a minute yesterday.
Yeah, he was sore on the missed tackle, long run. Thomas ran the guy down, dove, hit the ground pretty hard. You know, just came out. He was sore, a little stiff, so he went out and they you know, treated him on the sideline. You know, rubbed it down. And he went back out and finished up.
Alex Armour was inactive yesterday. Is that a consequence of having the three tight ends being?
Yes, this time it was a consequence of the three tight ends and what we had pretty much mapped out as far as our game plan is concerned. The game plan may call for a little bit more different personnel groups that would suit Alex, and Alex will get his opportunity to play again. He's done a nice job for us as a young guy. He's learned very quickly. He's having to learn a whole new position, having played linebacker in college, played a little bit of tight end. We're asking him to play fullback, and he's done a good job. But because of game planning issues, that called for us to go with the three tight ends this time.
Is your expectation that Demir will be activated this
we'll
week?
See as of Friday, coming up Friday, Joe. But, you know, it looks like it's pointing in that direction. As long as, you know, we come out of this week healthy, more than likely, yes.
Do you expect to have Captain back this week?
Yes. Captain was here. He was virus-free. I still refuse to hug him. So, but he was back. We expect to have Captain practicing and ready to roll on Sunday.
In the past, you talked about wanting the guys to be themselves. I saw on social media today, it seemed like some guys are having a lot of fun
yep.
in that locker room today. How much of that are you seeing with this team as far as those guys having fun? How important do you feel like that is?
Well, I think it's important because they're relaxed, you know, and they're not uptight. And they're not tense. I think a big part of playing a football game is to play when you relax and let things flow and let things happen. That's the thing that I think you have to do more so than anything else. You're uptight. You're up tense. You know, you're not focusing on what you need to do. There's only so many things you can control. And it's really not about what you have to do as much as about what you want to do. And that's the most important thing. So as long as our guys are relaxed and understand what they need to do, I feel good about us.
So you feel like it's important to see that from your team?
Yeah, most certainly. They got to know and understand it. You know, we've done a couple of things to get these guys to relax and have fun and enjoy it a little bit. I mean, you know, it's you come to work, you know, and you do your job okay, that's great. But, you know, at the end of the day, too, you want to be more than just coworkers. You want to be teammates. You want to be family. And so you got to be able to relax and laugh about some of the things that go on. And I think that's one of the things that we've been able to do here. I feel good about, you know, what's in that locker room. I feel good about the personality of that locker room and the character that's in, within that locker room.
Deservedly gets a lot of attention for that team. They came in here last ranked in defense, and that's been a big change. What have they done, in your opinion?
Well, I know one thing they've done is they're very aggressive. They blitz a lot. They're one of the top blitzing teams as well. And there's a lot of things that play into that. But that's probably it. And I think they've got some quality young players. I know yesterday their two starting corners missed, and they're both good young players.
Darrell Williams had another solid game.
Yes, he
game
did. Darrell had a very good game. In fact, Darrell earned a game ball this week. He graded out right around, I think his average was like right around 96%. He had 100% pass protection. Played a solid football game and contributed us rushing for 145 yards. So very pleased with Darrell's effort all year. And I think this was a culmination in terms of watching the way he played, Bill. He was solid.
Good things to say about him, but he's just improving.
Just every week you do see it, and you see the consistent. That's another thing too, is consistency. You know, it's when you don't have to worry about a guy, you can help focus on the other side. You know, Matt Khalil's drawn a tough assignment every week with the left guy, and to be able to let Darrell play and not have to always say, you know, we got to help him too. That's been good. That's helped us, and that's helped Matt in terms of being able to help Matt out, you know, during the game.
Rank the competitiveness of this division compared to the years you've been here?
I think it's gotten better. It just keeps growing every year. I mean, if you go back and look at it, you know, in the last 2 years, this division has put a team in the Super Bowl. You know, and a few years back before that, you know, the Saints won the Super Bowl. So I think it's become very competitive. A lot of it has to do with its quarterbacks in this division. I mean, all four teams have good quarterback situations right now. And I think, you know, I don't know if you can say that for all the divisions, but I do know in this one it's been very good. I think right now I think the defenses in this division are playing pretty well. So, again, just going back to that, you know, you say it's very, very competitive. And I heard somebody say right now that if the season ended, you'd have three NFC South division teams in the playoffs. So, you know, that speaks well for how we're playing right now.
Significance this year of sweeping your AFC opponents and what that means for you guys?
Well, I mean, you'd much rather be able to sweep all your NFC conference teams because those carry a little more weight in the tiebreakers. But, you know, again, to be able to win on the road right now, I think that's even more so important. And again, I just think, you know, as we look at us and we look at, you know, where we're going, you know, we've got to be able to win a few on the road. But more importantly, we've got to be able to defend, you know, the home turf. And, you know, we got four games coming up at home that we've got to play well at because every game's going to count. I mean, this is a tight race. The NFC as a whole is very good right now.
You mentioned about special teams yesterday and feeling like they were just kind of on the verge. What gave you that feeling and confidence?
Because a lot of times, you know, the returner was being brought down by one guy, and whether it was one of our upmen on kickoff return missing a block, or a safety having to make a tackle. I mean, that's huge. Yesterday, Fozzie almost broke the first one, and you got to give credit to the safety because he came under and Shep was coming to block him, and he ducked under Shep, and Shep was only able to nick him. If Shep had been able to get him square, Fozzie makes the cut, and now it's he and the kicker, and hopefully he doesn't get tackled by the kicker. I mean, that's one of the things that you sit there and you feel comfortable about. You think, gosh, you know, that means the other guys, the wedge is blocking the way they're supposed to. The front line guys are getting in position, and they're doubling, and they're kicking guys out like they should. So you feel pretty confident. I mean, I felt that way against the punt returners. Watching, you know, Christian be so close early in the year and continually every week, and then same thing with Kalen, you know, last couple of weeks being close. You know, he's close in Tampa Bay as well. And then we saw it, you know, this week, obviously with the good spin move and two really good blocks that he had.
And you talked a lot about Michael and his punting. What have you seen specifically out of those coverage teams?
Well, yesterday I think they averaged just their punt return team averaged right around 2 yards, I think, and Michael flipped the field for us. you know, that's huge. I mean, when you flip the field. And again, I think we were punting from our 30 and he hit it down to the 10. And so we started in a good position as a defense, and that helps. You know, when a team's got to go 90 yards, it's a little bit tougher than when they only have to go, you know, 60. And then you can say the same thing about Graham being as consistent as he is with kicking the ball off, you know. And the big disappointment is we had a great kick, you know, we hit a mortar kick, and the stinking ball bounces right to the returner. I mean, you know, if that ball takes a short hop or a big hop, and the guy bobbles it, I mean, we're going to tackle him at the 10. I mean, we had guys down there. Instead, it rolls right to him, and he makes a cut to the right. And, you know, I mean, even though we only got out to about the 26 or 27, we had a chance. I mean, Graham, you know, has kicked it extremely well. And as always, I got to mention JJ. The operations have been great.
Your linebacker unit is obviously so solid, Shaq and Thomas and Luke. But the slew of backup linebackers seem to take a lot of pride in that. Being on those coverage units, being on special teams.
They really do, and it's led by Ben Jacobs. Ben is tremendous. You know, he's one of those guys that steps up and gets after guys and holds guys accountable. He's kind of taken over the Mike Tolbert role that we had, and that's always good to see. It really is. You know, Ben is a very unheralded player on this football team. He's also kind of the glue in that room as far as the linebackers are concerned. You know, everybody looks at Thomas and Luke and Shaq now, David Mayo. But, again, I think the unsung hero for that unit, not just the special teams, but the linebackers, is Ben Jacobs.
Anything else for Coach? You talked about that NFC race being tight. You control your own destiny as far as it comes to the NFC South. I guess that's where you guys want to be. And back to his about being relaxed. Does it, you know, being relaxed at this point when it's going to come crunch time?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I think more so than anything else, you don't want to tighten up. I mean, you want to be able to go out there and do your job, and to me, the best way to do it is to be relaxed. I mean, it's you know, I'm not talking about just, you know, going around and jacking around. I'm talking about just, you know, it all working together. It's all part of it, you know. And one of the best things, like I said, is understanding what you want to do as opposed to what you have to do. I think that's helped us in the past. I think that's what's given us an opportunity to do things we did in 2013, 2014, and 2015. Was being able to maintain that and I've said this, you know, we have five core values here: hard work, harmony, teamwork, listen, and respect. And I tell the guys every time, if you can live your life according to those five, keep your personality, hey, we can get it done.
What were you most happy about with yesterday's game?
I think the way we as a team didn't panic. You know, it could have been easily panicked in the third quarter, early fourth. But I think we just stayed the course, and then guys stepped up when we needed plays, you know. I thought Wes making the play that he did was huge. Part of it is because he practiced. He had a good practice all week, made a play. Luke did what we've been practicing all year, and that's he scooped and scored. You know, we go through that drill every Thursday. We have a takeaway drills that we work on the defensive side. So to see that come to fruition, that was huge. As Joe asked me earlier about special teams, you know, seeing them finally get the breakthrough play that they needed to score, that was big because Thomas and Chase worked very hard with those units, and those guys have taken pride in it. And for them to score like that, that was big. And then when we needed to, with that four-minute drill and driving the ball down, eating up the clock, and then kicking the field goal to put it, you know, to eight, forcing them into a tough situation with only 20 seconds left to go, that was big.
Did he get hurt on a specific play, or did he get sore on a
He got sore. He came in at halftime. He was sore. They examined him and said, you know, hey, if you want to go back out and give it a shot, go ahead. He came out and give it a shot, and then realistically he told him it's just sore. And so they shut him down.
A couple of players mentioned that they didn't feel that sense of panic.
Exactly.
In the game. What do you attribute that to? Because that doesn't always happen.
They're relaxed. No, it doesn't go back to me. It goes back to them. They were relaxed. I mean, you know, it's a sense of confidence. I mean, because, again, they didn't get uptight. They didn't feel like they had to. They must. They need to. They wanted to. And then they went out and did the things they're capable of.
How do you convince these guys that this week is just the New Orleans Saints and not everything else that's around it? It is just one game at a time. But
it is one game at a time, but there's everything else comes with it. Let's be honest with it. That's what I'm going to do. When we get together on Wednesday and I do my introduction of our opponent, that's what I'm going to talk about. I'm not going to hide from it. I'm going to tell them the truth, guys. There's a lot riding on this. We know this. At the end of the day, the team that goes out and plays the best is the team that'll win.
Kalen had the big play on special teams, but what are you seeing from him from a receiver standpoint? He was on the field a lot yesterday.
Yes, and a lot of it was, you know, because of situation circumstances. You know, Demir is again, you know, again goes back to Joe's question. All likely will be activated, and it'll take some of that pressure off of Kalen. Kalen had a lot to do last year. He played about 40 snaps. We asked a lot of him, and this is a guy that, you know, was with us in training camp, earned a job on the 53. We used him as a trading partner for us with a piece for us with Buffalo. And when we had an opportunity to bring him back, we did. His retention was tremendous because we played him right away, and he's played in every game we've had him back with us. We've put him out as a punt returner. We've put him out as a receiver. He's played multiple positions as a receiver. He's a hard worker. He's, you know, Jordan wrote a nice piece about him. I read that this morning, and again, it holds true. Here's a guy that did everything he was supposed to do, and then you're seeing the results of it. So I'm excited for him. But getting Demir back, and hopefully we'll be able to activate Demir on Friday, he will roll, and he'll be part of what we do, and we'll have guys that you know, sharing the duties.
Did you like what was going on with Greg out there when he was out there?
Oh, yeah, most certainly. I mean, it's unfortunate. You know, Cam, you know, we got Greg running a corner route, and he just barely overthrew him by about a yard. You know, and again, I think it's one of those things that if they had the timing down with one another, that's a touchdown. I mean, it was a well-thrown ball, just a little, well, I shouldn't say well, because it was about outside by a yard. But it's a good route. Greg had a step on, or two on the guys, and just if we could have dropped that in, it would have been a touchdown.
Lean on Christian in the slot this week?
I think with getting Demir back, it'll give us an opportunity to move some other people around. You know, because if you go back to the Miami game, you know, we had an opportunity to put Curtis in the slot, and Demir and Curtis share a lot of the same traits.
Thank you.
All right, cool. Thank you, guys.